Joining us now in our studio, it's Rice County Commissioner Galen Mollica. Good morning, Galen.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for coming in. We had you here the other day, about a week or two ago, talking about the Millstown Trail, and I think it was like 20 degrees and snowing.
Yeah, quite a difference, right?
A big difference just a week makes. We've had a wonderful weekend. So many people were out on the roads.
It was
getting
nice.
Getting around, you
right.
know?
Right. Nice to see people out walking and enjoying the outdoors.
Getting on their bikes or their motorcycle, whatever type of outdoor activity,
right.
or just working,
yes.
you know, just cleaning up the yards and stuff. It's really, it does your heart well.
Right, so, absolutely.
One of the things I want to talk about today is once you get out, probably more people are getting out now and will be going down some of the rural roads. We have, the farmers will be getting in their fields soon and people going to different lakes and such. Let's talk about the road construction projects and stuff that we have going on this year. Are there, what are the big ones?
Sure. So, as you know, we've already seen the farmers out on the roads. They are actually already out in the fields, believe it or not. So, people always need to pay attention when they're out on the roads with farm equipment and trying to pass vehicle, farm equipment and so on and so forth. So, what do we got going on this year? We've got, a lot of prep work for upcoming projects. Of course, the roundabout at the interstate.
No, that'll be going on. That's 2024, right?
Correct.
Okay. But, I imagine you can't just put it in there. You've got to clear out the land and
get
everything prepared for that.
Yes. So that's on the east side of the Interstate 35. And if you've been out in that direction lately, you'll see that they've been doing clear cutting of the trees along the area, along the interstate, because they have to... by right away to build that roundabout. And once again, it's going to be a six-legged roundabout, which is the east-west lanes of 19, the on-off ramps of the interstate, and then the two frontage roads on the south side and the north side.
That's going to be interesting, a six-legged roundabout.
Correct.
Is it a little longer? Is it like an oblong, or is it going to be a perfectly circular?
It will probably not be perfectly circular, yes.
Okay, but that's going in 2024. As far as some of the other, county roads and county highways and such, is this a big year for it, or do we have a lot of small projects?
A lot of small projects this year.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing big. We've got, we're going to finish County Road 76 between County Road 1 and County Road 8. We'll be paving that this year. They've been working on that the last year and a little bit more earlier this year than pavement. And that'll be, so you'll be able to take that frontage road from County Road 1 all the way down to Faribault.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. Yeah, that's I've been kind of out in that area last summer.
Right.
And it'll be good when that gets done.
Yes.
It's more and more, and you had talked one time last year about getting an additional exit on the interstate at some time in the future. And I think it was it County Road 9?
County Road 9, mm-hmm. correct. And that is still being worked on.
Okay.
They just had the county and the city of Faribault had an open house in Faribault at the city hall here probably about 3-4 weeks ago with some design options. And, nothing has been chosen. There's a lot of work to do. There's right away that needs to be bought. And, the state of Minnesota is also looking at rerouting Highway 3. They would use County Road 9 and take Highway 3 all the way to the interstate versus going into Faribault, past Casey's there, out to Highway 21.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things in the works.
So that would still run through downtown Northfield.
Yes,
it wouldn't Highway split 3 off would. Until the Faribault portion
right,
of it.
Until you get to County Road 9, and then you'd go west to the interstate, yes.
Once again, County Commissioner Galen Mollica is with us. We're talking about some of the things. Anything else about road construction that people should be aware of?
County Road 4, if you took County Road 1 and went all the way west, you'd run into County Road 4.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you went into Lonsdale, and on the west side of Lonsdale, there's County Road 4. That is going to be redone this coming year. So that's a bigger piece of a project that we've got going on. Other than that, it's road maintenance. It's filling potholes. It's crack and seal and so on and so forth. And some mill and overlay stuff. So, yeah.
There will be plenty of that.
You'll see lots of orange cones.
Yeah, no doubt. So, especially the next couple of weeks, so look out for that. Let's move on to the Rice County Jail. Of course, it's being built right now. They're in the process of doing that. Can you give us kind of a progress update on where they're at?
Sure. So, you know, the walls are up. I believe that the roof will be coming at some point in time here soon. you know, it's not going to open until the fall of 2025 is mm-hmm. what they're looking at, you know, spring, summer, fall. And so it's a big project. And so there's also going to be a housing project that the county's working on just to the north of the public safety building.
Mm-hmm.
And we are in the process of working on that as well. County has, there was 109 acres bought. The city of Faribault is taking some of the Far East property for their bike and trail that run along the river and a park.
Mm-hmm.
And then the public safety building. Then there's housing. And then there's a couple spots for economic development, for business buildings, mm-hmm. for manufacturing or warehousing or something.
Okay, this would be more of an industrial-type
right.
setting,
yes.
industrial
yep.
park. Wow, that's really going to transform that northern
area.
Side of Faribault.
Well, and, Faribault is building a roundabout there this year.
Mm-hmm.
So right as you come
on Highway 3?
On Highway 3, yep. So as you come into Faribault right there, where the public safety building is being built, is on your left. If you went right, you'd go up into Faribault's Industrial Park, and there's the
oh, sure.
cemetery right there. They are currently... they were doing clear cutting and so on and so forth along there. They will be building a roundabout there this year.
Will
State
that,
of Minnesota okay. and the city of Faribault both.
So that will be done this year, then?
Correct, yes.
All right. Once again, County Commissioner Galen Mollica is with us. Let's talk about the budget. Not this year's budget, next year's budget.
Right.
It's April.
I
and
know,
you guys are
right?
looking at budget decisions, preliminary, getting the ball rolling on the 2024 budget.
Correct. We start that in May. So... the administrator meets with the department heads and starts going through, what the needs are and maybe what the wants are, looking at staffing levels, et cetera, et cetera. And she meets with the administrator. She meets with the commissioners, and we talk about, where we want to land. A lot of that affects where the budget lands is what the state does. So we're really waiting to see what the legislator does this session
mm-hmm.
and what our government county aid will be. You know, and that'll be a big determining factor of where we land. We've had years of where they cut it, and then restored part of it, and then... cut some more and then restored some more, So we'll see where we land at this year. They're always creating a new formula somehow of where we land with city aid and government and county mm-hmm. government aid.
And that kind of brings us back to the roundabout out at the interstate. I mean, you got federal funding. I'm sure you have, state funding and also Rice County. Is Rice County going to have to pay their share? Are we going to be able to get some government funding from either the state or federal with the surplus to lessen that cost?
Sure. So we have been awarded some funding from the state of Minnesota, corridors of commerce funding, and there's some other funding that's coming in that we believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so that helps reduce the cost on the county's level. And so, yes, it's a combination of funding that we're getting for that roundabout, such as same with the County Road 9 on off ramps.
Mm-hmm.
We are always on watching. We're always out talking to our federal legislators and federal transportation, state transportation. We're always looking for the grants and the funding to be able to put and apply that funding towards the project.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you anticipate there might be more funding available with this legislative session, or is that something you can't really count on?
The way things look, yes, I think we're going to see more transportation funding and mm-hmm. more mechanisms in place for future funding.
Good. Good to hear. All right. Galen, is there anything else you'd like to mention while we have you on here?
You know, I think that's about it for the time being. Of course, there's always other things being worked on. You know, we are approaching a year that we've had a embedded social worker in the Sheriff's Department, the Norfolk Police Department, and the Faribault Police Department. So we'll be receiving those numbers and seeing how those programs are working. And so that'll be an exciting opportunity. And we'll probably get some staff down here to talk to you guys on an interview in the morning, some morning, and be able to talk about those numbers and where we're at and what we're seeing. It's a big opportunity. If you can get to people before you have to send them to jail, it's huge.
You know? And hearing just the anecdotal evidence we've heard from local law enforcement, seems to be working. They seem to be pleased with it, and hopefully things will continue to work well for everyone involved.
Right. Well, you know, the point is trying to get them help before before things get too carried away.
Yeah.
You know, you never want to see somebody go to jail. You know, we all know that there are people that have to go to jail for the crimes that they commit, but there are also people that wind up in jail that don't necessarily need to be there. They may need mental health help or drug and alcohol help. So we're looking at things differently than they were years ago.
Yeah, if you can intervene before the crime is committed,
right.
That's going to benefit everyone involved.
Absolutely.
All right, Galen, thank you so much.
Absolutely, Jeff, thank you. Enjoy the sunshine coming through the window today.
Will do. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Jeff.
Galen Molikek, Rice County Commissioner. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield.